You're listening to Cross Currents from KELW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Keeping up with the daily news cycle can sometimes be stressful. We brace ourselves for partisan political strife, new revelations of abuse or harassment, or events of public mass violence. While some of us may take refuge in trash TV or a hot bath, San Francisco-based choreographer and performance artist Keith Hennessy likes to process through making art. His new solo show is called Sync, and he says the title is partly about throwing all of his thoughts and feelings about the current state of the world into the performance, everything but the kitchen sink. He told KELW's Jen Sheehan about the process of making the show, which is a combination of dance, music, theater, and imagery.
So you have been working on this material that goes into this solo piece for a long time. You told me that you started working on some of it at least 2 years ago.
Yeah. There's a song that I sing in the piece that I started writing after Orlando. So that was...
After the shooting in Orlando
at this queer club that was primarily Latinx. And until Vegas, it was the biggest mass shooting in modern U.S. history.
And you sing it in the show, Sync.
Yes, I do.
Well, let's hear a little bit of that song. It's pretty long in its entirety, but maybe we can hear a little excerpt of it.
Yeah, I'll do just the beginning part. Pick up a gun, why pick up a gun? You can't defend anyone. You can't defend anyone. I was concerned not just how to remember something, but how do we even have feelings about it? Like, there's almost a pressure with each event, each crisis, to think that it belongs to certain people and it's somewhere else. And we're all waiting for our moment, and we build our relationships to things. Like, my brother was visiting the World Trade Center only the week before it was, you know, crashed into with airplanes and dropped to the ground, you know. So we find these ways to build these lines, but we don't have any ongoing way to process or to integrate our feelings or to even have feelings, I think. And I think that there's a sort of false paralleling that happens between all of these crazy events. Somehow these things all smash into each other, and then we just have to go back to work and or pick up a kid from school or figure out which supplement we need to feel healthy, you know, whatever we're doing. So the song is really just a moment to take time to think through that.
Can you give folks a sense of what else might be in the show? You played us a song, but what are some of the other sections that might go in it?
There are two dances after the song. One of them is on very unusual stilts. They're metal stilts and they're curved, so they're made for bouncing. And so imagine now that I'm in this small dance studio theater, and really two or three jumps and you're across the room. So it's very much about this contained dance. So there's a dance on stilts, and then the closing dance of the piece is an aerial dance. I have this whole installation of these hanging straps and loops, and I very quietly, non-spectacularly climb up them and come down them. And there's a sense of floating, sinking, drifting.
So you talked about your personal feelings about these global events. Can you say a little bit more about how you think of using art as the response mechanism? I know you're also very politically aware and politically active.
Yeah, with this work, I've been thinking it's worth it to distinguish activist art or political art from art that is motivated by politics.
Say more.
Right. So is the performance itself trying to change the world? And then I would say maybe instead of yes. Part of that is that I'm thinking that the central, in some ways, the performance is like a highly edited journal entry from the last 2 years. So I'm taking artistic practices that I have of the ways that I observe the world, the way that I observe my body and my thinking and my feelings, and I'm making an expressionistic painting, for example, except that it's coming out through songs, dances, poetic texts.
You spoke about this new solo being a kind of healing or a way for you to process some of the trauma that you've been experiencing from just bad news and bad things happening in the world. And I wonder, and I don't mean to ask this in a disrespectful way, but what do you think is the value of you personally processing that for an audience? And how might that help other people process what they're also experiencing, the same things that you are?
Yeah, I think this is a great question. I think it's one of the big questions people are asking white and white male artists in particular right now.
Of which you are, for radio audiences
for those
who
people who can't see me. Really there, I'm coming back. I'm trying to be quite humble with it. I'm not insisting that everyone come to the show. I'm making it as cheap as possible. I'm making it quite low key. And then I'm resting on a certain kind of history that I have with art, which is being moved by poetic live performance. And that somehow it helps me. It gives me some kind of restoration. It helps me stay on certain kinds of tracks. It helps me avoid other kinds of tracks.
What kind of tracks?
I think a track that I flirt with is the despair track, for example. And when I'm seeing a song that really works for me, it could be a dance, it could be some live theater performance experience. But somehow when things work in a particular way, I leave and it's like, I'm a little bit more comfortable in the world. I understand my own job differently. So yeah, what's the role of art and how do we justify it? That question gets asked out loud right in the piece. But I think what I'm coming back to is that it's kind of the journal entry slash painting that I've been working on for the last couple of years. And I'm going to see if it's necessary in the world. Does anyone else need it besides me and the 30 or 40 people who will see it each night? I'm not expecting it to be big audiences.
Maybe so. More after they hear you talk about it.
Yes, who knows? Now that it's here, it'll be 62 people a night.